Penguin Random House Audio presents Kismet, a novel by Becky Chalson. Read for you by Christine Lakin. For my mom, who taught me to love books. In memory of her mom, Grace Miller Roth, and the sisters who lived in that large marble castle, may their laughter live on. Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine. Casablanca. There are two things in life for which we are never truly prepared. Twins. Josh Billings. Prologue. A champagne flute fell in one fateful blow. Glass pieces shattered all over the ground. Looking around, I knew. The scene was just one more sign of the damage I'd done. The wedding I'd now single-handedly destroyed. Those fallen, misshapen specks were nothing compared to my sister's piercing glare. Oh, Joe. Her blue eyes soaked with tears, her pure bridal white a reminder of my own sins. She looked at me with so many questions, but I couldn't find the words to answer even one. Next to her, Ben stood with his cheeks pale, fists clenched. My husband's wedding ring shone against the setting sky. Each time it caught the light felt like a kick to my soul. A cry, the reflection of all my mistakes, painted like a sunset in his eyes. I had devoted my entire life to these two relationships. These two perfect people. The introduction of a stranger had ruined them both. Well, not quite a stranger. Not exactly. I may have been born a half, a part of a pair, but I knew now that I'd have been better off alone. Maybe we all would have been. Together, it seemed like our only shared destiny was destruction. Waves crashed, but the sounds around me muffled. My ears popped, my senses muted, as if the entire beach town had been submerged under the swirling, salt-filled ocean. If we held our breath any longer, we'd surely drown. Till death do we part. Welcome to Fire Island. Welcome to Joanna and Dave's wedding week. We are so glad you have chosen to celebrate with us all week. Below is a schedule of optional activities should you wish to partake in early wedding fun. Sunday, June 28th, 7 p.m. Welcome drinks. Summer Wind, 17 Lighthouse Walk. Monday, June 29th, 4 p.m. Beach Volleyball, Oak Street Entrance. Bring gear. Tuesday, June 30th, Afternoon Choice, 2 p.m. Fishing Trip. Meet at Kismet Dock. Or 2 p.m. Lighthouse Tour. Meet at Summer Wind. Cash for Riley. Wednesday, July 1st. Free day. Enjoy the sun. Kayak in the bay, tan on the beach, bike to salt air. Thursday, July 2nd, 12 p.m., float decorating. 6 p.m., clam bake. Soiree at the shoreline. Wear white. Note to self, practice toast. Friday, July 3rd, 7 p.m., rehearsal dinner. Le Dock, 60 Bay Walk, Fair Harbor. Travel via golf cart from Summer Wind. Saturday, July 4th, 11 a.m., Kismet 4th of July Parade and Party, Kismet Fire Department, 5 p.m., the wedding, 6:15 p.m., the reception, the out, 1 Bay Walk, Kismet. Don't forget the rings. Sunday, July 5th, 10 a.m., farewell brunch, Summer Wind. Please see reverse side for ferry schedules home. Sunday. Chapter 1. The ferry pulled into the familiar dock, the one I'd come to associate with cold cheese pizza and sweet tea vodka sodas, bonfires in backyards, and moon gazing on a starlit beach, sand under fingernails, damp hair. Even the mosquito bites felt beautiful. "You ready?" Ben asked me. I can hear the bells already. My husband grabbed my hand and squeezed as the deck crew tied us in. A synchronized dance practiced to perfection. A gentle rock that might cause the uninitiated to lose balance if they weren't holding on to the paint-peeling handrail. For a moment, bliss. And then reality crashed back full force like a tidal wave. Kids ran and parents scolded as passengers crowded their way down the just-too-steep staircase, disembarking with duffel bags and brightly colored coolers, bursting with groceries that would somehow still need to be replenished before the end of the trip. Hosts greeted their arriving newcomers with hugs and red Solo cups. God forbid someone stay sober on the island for the 3-minute walk from the dock to the houses. The 4th of July weekend smelled the same every year. As the chaos unfolded, I peered over the ferry's edge. We liked being the last ones off, and caught sight of Joe walking down the dock, wagon in tow. Her hair was golden from an early start to the summer sun. Joe had that inherent sense of style money couldn't buy, despite how hard one might try. She told me fashion was just in the hips, as if all attractiveness came from a confident walk and posture alone. Today, Joe was outfitted in an effortless, wide-brimmed hat that I could never pull off, in a midi white sundress billowing in the breeze. The subtle glow of a bride-to-be. "She's actually on time," I said with surprise. Ben laughed. "Should we make a code word for the week, in case things get hard?" "The only words I need to focus on are maid of honor," I said, as my gaze tracked north toward the beckoning town square. The in and the out, the town's two adjacent restaurants, already filling with suntanned customers. The red wagon storefront overflowing with local crafts, the warmth of the pizza shack competing only with the constant rhythm of the sea. These were the welcomes I craved, the dock arrivals that had decorated my weekday daydreams ever since I was a little girl. Only this time, my Hallmark homecomings seemed to stare back with a crooked smile. Somehow, they knew. Despite the celebratory pretenses, summer contentment couldn't have felt further away. I slipped the itinerary out of my tote bag with a sigh, the paper creased and folded. While Joe couldn't have cared less about potential crinkles in her invitation packet, I cursed my decision not to splurge for the laminator when I printed inserts at Staples all those weeks ago. Now my handwritten doodles danced back at me with derision.
"Don't you have that memorized already?"
Ben said, elbow into my waistline, when he caught me rubbing the paper on my thigh as if my body were a human ironing board. Before I could retort, he stole the sheet straight from my clutches. "Very funny," I said, my hand outstretched for the paper's return, but neither Ben nor his growing grin relented. I wasn't exactly in the mood for games, but I was even less in the mood for anything remotely resembling an argument. Not after the way things had ended last night. Fine. If Ben wanted to play, I'd play. "Welcome to Fire Island," I started to recite the lines from memory, my voice assuming a cheery octave like a docent rehearsing a script. "We are so glad you have chosen to celebrate Joanna's wedding with us all week. Below is a schedule of optional activities should you wish to partake in early wedding fun. Please note, nothing else of import shall be happening over the next 7 days, so if by chance you think there's anything else the Sharp family is celebrating, you, my dear guest, are mistaken." I cleared my throat in conclusion. "How'd I do?"
"B+, Ben laughed. "It's Joanna and Dave's wedding?" "Your first mistake. How could you forget the groom?"
"To my credit, it's barely been 6 months."
"And I'm sorry to say, but the jury isn't seeing any of that last part on our answer key. Totally wrong."
"Ah, must have been thinking of an earlier draft. Pretty sure there was one that said, 'Happy 30th birthday, Amy and Joe. You made it. And oh yeah, Dave is here too.
Open bar all week.'"
Ben's smile remained, but I could see his eyes start to soften with concern.
Are you sure you're good, Ames?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?